This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Well, wonderful to be with you from Clearwater. It's always special to be here. We've been here many years with our program, both from the midday show and now the morning show. And obviously love conducting the interviews in particular. I mean, honestly, that's the main reason we come down, because it gives us access to some notable fills. Tomorrow on the show, we'll have Kyle Schwarber and Charlie Manuel on the program, perhaps some others as well, but those two for sure. Today on the show, 9:30, Dave Dombrowski, and coming up in a half an hour, Phillies manager Rob Thompson, who obviously is entering a very important season in his tenure as the Phil skipper. There are some that think he needs to either win a World Series or have, at the very least, a very deep run. And I do think a deep run would keep him around. I think it would be ridiculous, for instance, if they got to the World Series and lost, that he would be let go. But I'll tell you this, if they lost in the first round again, now that's a different story. And that's possible, especially when you consider, you know, there's probably, I'll just take a stab at it and say, over a 50% chance the Phillies will be in the first round, because with the Phillies, Mets, and Braves, that's a hard division to win. Very, and that's, you know, that's how you can get the bye. I mean, James, who's favorite? Is it the Braves?
So the Braves are a slight favorite. It's really close between the three. All three teams are really close. And it's a fascinating point you bring up, because I agree with you about Thompson. The first round, it could be dangerous.
Yeah,
but
it could be real dangerous.
At the same time, has there ever been a manager in the history of baseball who made the playoffs his first four seasons and got fired? Probably not.
I would guess not.
The way baseball works.
I would guess
highly,
that.
Highly unlikely.
Yeah. But to be
it's
fair,
it's a unique situation.
Well, hold on. But the expansion of the playoffs makes the achievement of being a six seed, which they were a few years ago, that makes the playoffs less impressive than being a six seed when you used to not make the playoffs.
Sure.
So for what that's worth.
A little change in that. That's true.
All right, 2-1-5. But look, they flat out kicked ass last year in the regular season. Now, not from June to September, but enough in April and May, the totality of it was a 95-win team, which was that's a tremendous season, obviously. 95 wins is great. Obviously, you wanted to see him do more in the postseason. All right, 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Let's get to the phones right now. Talk to Salvador calling from Coatesville. Good morning, Salvador.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing? Long time no talk to.
It's great to hear you, Salvador. I personally am outstanding. The sun is coming up. We're in Clearwater. We're looking out. Oh, my gosh. Looking out across this gorgeous, gorgeous green grass of the field. It really is pristine right now.
And, Salvador, I'm going to ask a sun question after your phone call that I thought of yesterday while we were on the plane, and it may get me in trouble, but I'm going to ask it in a moment. Go ahead, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, it might be a doozy.
A little science corner with Joe DeCamera.
It might be a doozy. It might be reasonable. I'll pose it in a moment. All right, Salvador, what do you got?
I wanted to call and share something with you guys. I called James and told him, but I actually proposed at the parade.
Oh. Wow.
Great work, Salvador.
Nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations. So wait, what'd she say?
It's an important follow-up.
She didn't think about it, but we did it right in front of Saquon, man. And we're actually getting married at at Ron Jaworski's golf, his golf course in Downingtown, the Downingtown Country Club.
Sure.
Yeah, we went there last night and did a tasting. But, yeah, no, I wanted to call and share that with you guys. But, anyway.
Amazing job. Great work.
Yeah.
And congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you, man. It was awesome. It was awesome. We got down there at 4 o'clock in the morning. But, anyway.
Wow.
On to the Phillies. So, I think we should stick with Schwarber. I don't think we should change something. You know, we got to the World Series with him as our leadoff hitter. I don't think we should change it because I don't trust Trey Turner. I don't trust him, man. Like, I don't want to have to come to another standing ovation to get him back going. Like, I think we should.
I don't think we'll do that again.
You never know. It's Philadelphia. Anything can happen. You don't know. You know,
a standing boo this time and you turn around.
What was that?
I said a standing boo this time. Maybe we try a different tact.
Not good. Oh, man, come on, man.
Yeah, Salvador, I don't trust him either. I mean, look, to James's point, he's probably better than we perceive because we judge him in part based on the contract. But I got to tell you, those at-bats in October were a fiasco.
Maybe we do organize a standing boovation when it's all said and done.
Boovation
is strong.
Yeah,
the standing boovation send-off when
I would rather try Bryson.
But let's hope we don't get there.
At leadoff. I'd rather try Bryson Stott before.
I like that idea a lot.
No, yeah, I'd go with Trey before Stott, but I'd go with Schwarber before both. I need to see Stott prove it before I'm ready to hand him that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got a good nickname for you guys, man.
Go for it.
Big Stick Nick.
that's a good one.
Now, are you going with Big Stick Nick or?
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay. All right, speaking of nicknames, Big Play Slay is certainly a really good nickname. Darius Slay made a bunch for the Eagles. Maybe he'll make more. Probably not, but maybe. Let's listen to Darius Slay talking yesterday on FS1.
Why do you say probably not when he says he wants to try to make it work?
If the money's right.
Yeah, I still think it's below 50% chance. That's what
I don't.
Probable is just above or below 50. That's all probable is, above or below. In this case, I think it's below. That's why I think it's probable he'll be gone. But we'll see. It's certainly possible he stays. And clearly what he said yesterday on FS1, he wants to stay. Let's listen to Darius Slay.
All things being equal, because I want to hear it. I want to hear it here first. The money's equal. Everything is equal. Where does Darius Slay want to play next year?
The money's equal and everything is equal. It's Philly, for sure. You know, it could be whatever. You know what I'm saying? As long as the money's nice. If Philly doing what I want to do, we in Philly again. It's my first time actually seeing the free agent market, if I ever get to it. If I don't get to it. But I never been a free agent before, so I don't even know how it really going to work.
That's wild.
I was intrigued by him saying if I get to it. Which
I thought that was the most interesting line in that whole thing.
Yeah. Now I will
say
this.
Which the Eagles is interesting because that would mean resigning.
But I wonder, and I don't know this rule, if he's allowed, like, I don't think they've technically released him yet because it's a post June 1 designation. So maybe they're still allowed to negotiate with him and have exclusive rights until Monday.
Oh yeah, I believe so. I mean, until look, he could. I don't think he says if I reach it unless because they're the only team he could negotiate with.
So John, to your point, I mean, maybe he does stay.
Yeah, that's what he's working toward. I believe,
that's
what the Eagles certainly would hope for. They kept James Bradbury on the team all year last year. We never saw him. This guy can play,
right.
And he's also the coach in the meeting room, in the locker room, on the field. Man, Slay was awesome last season, and he can still start in this league. And if he doesn't start here, he'll start somewhere else.
Well, clearly. But you got to pick your spots of who you keep, and there's only so many you can have. So it's complicated. All right, let's get to the Bryce Harper thing. So Bryce yesterday quoted in a Ken Rosenthal article. And, of course, you can join us on all these topics, 215-592-9400.
You know, I just want to say something. You keep saying there's only so many you can have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. But I guarantee it's going to be more than what you think.
I don't think so.
Because Howie does a great job with stashing and you know, moving it forward, figuring out a way to reduce Saquon's cap hit by half for this year while paying him an additional, you know, $40 million.
Look, I get that.
That's what Howie does. Yeah. And sitting around and worrying about, oh, no, we're not going to have enough money to pay the guys we really need. That's crazy. He's planned for this for 3 years.
Well,
now.
Well, not really.
I believe
guys play better than they expected.
He didn't plan for Zach Bond.
Yeah, he didn't plan Zach Bond to be $51 million. Yeah. No, I don't think he meant Zach Bond to be $51 million.
He didn't, but he still has it for him because he deserves it, and we need him.
But you can't pay every player. Like, at a certain point, it comes back to
If you asked me 12 months ago, did he think it was more likely that he would re-sign Milt Williams, Josh Sweat, or $50 million?
We've never thought Milton Williams or Josh Sweat would be returning.
No, but a year ago I would have thought either or both could be back.
I mean, I would have seen them signing Milton Williams a year ago, actually signing him then.
Until they played their price higher than what Philadelphia is likely to pay. That's what just happened. They paid their price higher than
what
Philly allows. And Zach Bond almost did that, but they were able to. They value him so much that they gave an inside linebacker $17 million a year, and that's what they will try to do with Slay. They value certain players. You said you saw Mekhi Becton at the airport.
Yeah.
Sure did.
I thought it was possible they would value him because of the confluence between his value to the team and his actual value free agency
wise. Just to be clear, he was on a departing flight. Not an arrival.
How did you not interview him, interrogate him?
If Mekhi is on his way out, I know that Jeff Stoutland and Howie Roseman and company, they've been preparing for this. I know that we got Steen waiting in the wings. I know that they have a plan and that it's going to be okay. It's been better than what I expected in terms of bringing the right guys back, guys that we wanted.
Fair
back.
Enough.